My name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to BS with Bobby and Sarah, our little podcast where each episode BS stands for something new as we discuss the world around us and then play a game involving trivia.
This is episode 40.
Laughs and learning today, and if you don't care about our stories or trivia facts, you can always still listen to the show because it's better than not having a pair of headphones in your ears and seeing a neighbor across the street and them thinking that you're now available to have a conversation because you don't have any headphones in. Whereas if you did, they'd be less likely to bother you because you look, you know, like you got something going on. You're in the middle of something.
Yeah. Like you're busy. Like you actually have a life and you're communicating with people.
So it's much better to listen to us than have an awkward conversation with your neighbors. And today, BS is going to stand for bittersweet. And why is that, Sarah?
Because the bitter cold of some of these things, information that you're going to hear, and also because bittersweet, I sold my home and it finally closed this past week.
Well, why don't we just jump right into it then?
Alrighty then. So this is episode 40. And in the past, we've also told you what kind of like anniversary gifts or what kind of correlates with the 40 year anniversary. Would you happen to know what that would be?
You know what? If 50 years... Is that gold?
Yes, it is.
Then I'm going to guess 40 years is silver.
That is wrong-o. That's for 25.
Oh, wow. There is a lot in between silver and gold then.
There is.
40. You know what? I think 35. If I remember from the previous game, previous episode, coral is like 35. So it's a bunch of random stuff. So I'm going to guess
it is.
Pearl or mother of pearl.
Oh, you're close. It is like a gem, precious stone type of thing.
Ruby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you
ruby
got
slippers.
It. Yep, ruby.
40 years of marriage and you both get matching ruby slippers.
That would be kind of adorable. The name Ruby got me thinking, well, that's a thing, a gemstone, but it's also a name, or their name after a gemstone. So what other names do you know, Bobby, that are also gems or stones or crystals of some sort?
Okay, we got pearl. I think we've discussed this before.
With
there's
flowers.
A lot of female flower names,
mm-hmm.
but I'm drawing a blank on female. Oh, opal. That's another one.
Yep.
Coral, as previously discussed. So we got coral. We got ruby. We got pearl. Opal. A lot of older names.
Yeah. I guess they kind of fell out of fashion, but I think they might be coming back in like the next 5 years or so, I'd say.
Sarah's baby naming trends. You heard it here.
Yes. I'm forecasting this. Yeah, it'll be totally on point.
What other minerals or rocks are female names?
Ivory, Gemma, Esmeralda.
Hold on. Ivory? Have you ever heard of a woman named Ivory?
I feel like maybe yes.
You feel like maybe yes. Okay, what was the other one? Gemma?
Yeah.
For like gem?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a stretch.
Gemma. Nuh-uh. I know a dog named Gemma.
No, I mean, I know of the name Gemma,
but
Gemma coming from Gem, that's what I'm saying is the stretch.
That's true. I mean, some of these names are kind of derived from Greek or Latin, like they're the meaning of it. For example, amethyst. Like you don't really know a lot of people named amethyst, but I'm sure there are. And it comes from the Greek origin. Actually, this is really hilarious.
Amy?
Hold on.
That's what I'm getting. Are you trying to tell me that Amy is short for amethyst?
No, but hey, I would totally believe that if someone told me that. So amethyst is from the Greek origin. And the Greeks believed... Okay, so it means not drunk. That's what amethyst means in Greek. Not drunk. And Greeks believed that the purple quartz protected them from intoxication. So next time you go running around, like bar crawling, make sure to take some amethyst with you if you don't want to be intoxicated.
And if you meet a girl named Amy, you'd be like, I know your name's not short for Amelia. It's short for amethyst, right?
Exactly. Your parents were with it in the rock collection.
Okay. You also mentioned Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm. From Emerald.
Is that like the Spanish version?
Yes.
Emeralds are called Esmeralda?
Yes, they are.
Wow. Okay. I like that. I didn't know that.
Oh, cool. I love it when you learn things from me.
It's like every episode I learn things. Or I'm shocked by what you don't know.
Okay,
just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, we need one every episode, don't we?
BS Bobby snarky.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so you're missing a name that, like, of one of my friends, and I'm always like, hey, my friend, this one. And
Amber.
Like, oh, yes, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And then some stripper ones. You want to? I mean, I'm sorry if that offends anyone, but these are usually associated
with. We just mean
if
you have this name, you're probably a stripper.
Or some sort of exotic dancer.
Well, I don't know. Ruby and Esmeralda sound already like stripper names.
Oh, rude. No, I'm thinking more like along the lines of Crystal, Diamond.
Ah, of course. Okay, I can't believe I forgot those. I love rocks and minerals. I studied geology in college.
I know. That's why I'm shocked. Did you, though? Did you really? Because it doesn't look like it.
Well, you know what? That was literally 15 years ago now, so...
Oh, my God.
I've forgotten a lot.
A whole teenager away.
And you know what? I should have gotten diamonds for sure, because in Arkansas, I went to Crater of Diamonds mm-hmm. State Park, yes. which is the only place in the U.S. where you can actually go dig for diamonds and then keep anything Ooh. That you discover. I think we've actually talked about that in one of the early episodes
yeah,
of the podcast.
Yeah, we did. And you didn't find anything, right?
No. Do you think I would be having this podcast if I found a huge rock?
Well, I'm not saying huge. Like, did you find a speck? You know, because even that would be a little exciting. Yeah, it won't make you rich, but it could be like, I went panning for gems and I got a diamond.
No, it was all just useless quartz, unless it was purple, and then I could have, you know, warded me off from being drunk.
Exactly. And speaking of being drunk, what a great segue, Bobby.
Didn't even know it. I'm just so good. Such a natural at this.
You are. You should make it your living. Another thing related with 40, and also speaking of college being so far away, did you ever partake in a game called Edward 40 Hands?
No. And mostly for the reason that I was worried. Well, first of all, let me explain. For anyone who doesn't know, Edward 40 Hands is when you get a 40-ounce of beer mm-hmm. from the grocery store. You get two of them. You duct tape them to your hands.
Yes.
And you have to just drink them both. You can't untape your hands until mm-hmm. both bottles are empty.
Yeah.
I was never going to do that because I was always afraid that I would need to go to the bathroom and I couldn't.
Yes, you'd have to take a buddy, someone you
that
really
is a
trust.
Lot of liquid.
It is.
In my little baby boy bladder.
A friggin' 80 ounces. It's more than doing a power hour, I was thinking.
Also, I don't even know if I could drink that much water and be okay, let alone cheap beer.
Ooh, yeah. And you know those things are get warm really, really fast.
I mean, you're holding it, just the warmth from your hand continuously.
Yeah, exactly. And
did you partake?
I've never done it, but I would still 100% do it. Maybe for my 40th birthday.
Today, in this day and age?
Yeah, yeah.
I would have such a horrible hangover.
Oh, shit. Well, not if you have amethyst with you.
Good point. I'm such a lightweight, but you know, if I just rock the amethyst everything,
yeah,
I might be okay.
I mean, if you make it just... to do it, just like the one thing that you drink is just your 40 Edward hands, like just that's the only alcohol you're intaking for that party or event or day drinking. That would be my plan. Just
Sarah, that's still 80 ounces of beer.
Yeah, sounds like a really great time in my head. Like, be really okay. So you start kind of like around in the afternoon, like 2, and let's say you finish it by like 3:30. 3:30.
That is 0.6 gallons of beer.
No, what? Oh, okay. Well, look, I can drink...
80 ounces.
I can drink like a liter of water in like 20 minutes.
But that's water.
Yeah, beer is tastier. I could down that faster.
I mean, you know what else is tastier is like milk? But I don't think you're going to be downing... milk.
Okay, you can't compare beer to water. I mean, to milk. It's so much thicker and heavier.
And beer's full of carbonation.
Oh, I see what you mean. I completely forgot to factor in the carbonation. But if you get the really cheap kind, then it kind of like, you know, fizzles out for a bit. And then you're just committing to the fact to get it down ASAP.
I know that in college I did do a power hour. For anyone who doesn't know, is when every... minute for an hour you take just one shot of beer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which you think is like, okay, that's not that much, like halfway through, you're like, this is going to be impossible. And then somehow the minutes happen faster.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Oh my God. It was really, really fun the way, it was your roommate actually who did it this way. He made a playlist that would switch every minute would be a new song. And you're right. Like towards the end, you feel like each song is only like 10 seconds long. And then you're taking another shot of beer, which I guess ends up being what, 60 ounces of beer in 1 hour. Yeah, you end up pretty toasted.
If you can even make it through. I obviously and absolutely never did.
You didn't make it through?
Of course not.
Oh, I thought you did.
I am such a lightweight, I could never.
Oh, because of that. Yeah, that would be a lot of beer in a very small amount of time for you. But I loved doing that. That was really fun for me. So yeah, I think for my 40th, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah, that's why I'm shocked that you never did it in college, because you loved to party and drink.
I did. I loved everything involving drinking games. It made me feel like I was part of something, Bobby. I didn't do sports, so no teams there.
So when you were on a team of like Flip Cup, you're like, I enjoy this camaraderie.
I truly. It might sound a little sad, but yes, exactly that.
Okay, so we spoke about beer, which is bitter. Are we going to talk about candy now? Because it's sweet, bittersweet. Yeah, yeah.
Candy, that's another name, another stripper name. So I, as you can see, I kind of took the theme of this 40th episode into a lot of my talking points today. So for example, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, do you remember that movie?
Yep. And when we discussed this was going to be the 40th episode, I knew that was going to be topic of discussion, as well as 40 ounces, yeah?
Yeah, okay, so you remember who starred in it, right?
Steve Carell.
Yeah, and that kind of made his career. He kind of launched it after that. But I was looking at like how much that movie made, and I was surprised that it made more than the movie Knocked Up with Seth Rogen. The 40-Year-Old Virgin made $177.4 million.
Okay.
And Knocked Up made $219.9 million. And I honestly thought that The 40-Year-Old Virgin was like more of an original story and more hilarious, I think, in general.
Which came out first? Like what year? How quickly were they released? How close to each other?
Somewhat close, I think. But I didn't want to give you the year because that's one of the questions in the quiz.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just wondering if, and do you know, what about which one came out first? Can you tell me that?
Yes. 40-Year-Old Virgin came out first.
Okay. So maybe people just weren't ready for it yet. And then they watched it on home video, whatever year this was. I don't know. DVD rentals, Netflix, when they mailed stuff to you.
Redbox.
And then they enjoyed the humor. And that was like the stepping stone for people to be like, oh, this is probably the Knocked Up is probably the same type of thing. I'm going to go see it in the movies.
You know, I totally believe that because Seth Rogen was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I don't remember anything about that movie except the quotes, I hope your trunk is big enough so I could put my bike in it. And then when he was getting his chest wax, him screaming out Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Those are literally the only two things I remember about that movie.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. That's definitely the part that I remember the most when I think of that movie. And since it's summer, I was looking at like the different types of waxing, like bikini waxes and stuff. And
oh, Sarah.
Just for information wise.
BS stands for like bodies smooth.
You're so good at those. Bodies smooth. So there's two that mean pretty much the same thing, which is the Brazilian and the Hollywood. And that's the one I didn't know about, the Hollywood.
I definitely know what a Brazilian is. The Hollywood sounds like someone made it up. They didn't want Brazil getting all the attention, so they're just calling it like, oh, the Hollywood. It's a more locally sourced name for the same product.
So yeah, pretty much they do the same thing. It's you wax everything front and back.
Okay, well, you're going to have to get back to us about it, whichever one you get. If you get the Brazilian, if you get the Hollywood, if you get the St. Louis.
The Catalina wine mixer.
The Icelandic Especial, which is just leaving everything, I guess, because it's cold up there.
So cold. That brings us to the bitter part of the episode, because of bitter coldness. Sometimes it gets really warm that I'm like, if we could just have a day of like a winter, just in the middle of July and August, just to kind of remind us and refresh us. But it got me thinking of, since I'm up in the mountains, it reminded me of winter and all the activities that you can do in winter, which honestly, I didn't think there were that many, but there kind of is a few.
Have you ever watched the Winter Olympics? There's like 14 different types of sliding around on snow and ice.
Yeah, well, I mean, since I didn't do like any of them, that's why I didn't really know about them. But I learned of one called smush racing. Do you know what that is, or do you want me to explain it to you?
Once again, sounds made up from something that already exists. Smush racing. Is it snowshoe? You're wearing snowshoes and you're just like running an actual race. But somehow dog sledding is involved? I have absolutely no idea. I've never heard of this.
So neither had I. But I'm pretty sure we've seen it. At least a picture of this somewhere. So smush racing is when four people get on one pair of skis and you race.
You race another set of four people.
Yep.
On skis.
Exactly.
Okay. It sounds like one set of drunk buddies thought of this idea and then it just expanded in their friend group and then they came up with a name for it. Like, and it stays just in their town. No one outside of their town has ever heard of it. But every year they're like, let's go look at the idiots go smush racing down Ford Hill.
Yeah. And but you know they have to make special skis for this, because when you ski, don't you have to like put your ski boot into like this locking thing?
Yeah, in the bindings.
Yeah, I've never been skiing before, so...
Now you want to get three friends and you want to smush ski?
I do not. I don't even want to do single skis. Well, although I would try regular skiing over snowboarding for some reason. I feel like I'd have more control over stopping.
And when there's four people on one set of skis, I wonder if, like, who's really in control? If the guys in the middle are basically just along for the ride because the one in the back is braking and the one in the front...
You know you have to be really coordinated, because if one of you is lifting up your leg but not at the same time as the other one, it like makes it a little bit heavier and it just sounds like a horrible mess.
And then there's eight poles sticking around everywhere. Everyone needs balance, and if you crash, there's poles and points everywhere. Oh.
Oh, try not to poke each other. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so that's an event that happens in the bitter cold.
In the bitter cold, of a lot of towns.
Well, I challenge the fact that it happens in a lot of towns.
Maybe a lot of the cold towns.
I don't think it happens anywhere, actually, except for one place.
Where?
Wherever it was invented.
Smushton, Virginia.
I would have chosen somewhere where there's more snow and mountains.
Smushton, Montana.
Next product.
Bobby, in I think your Instagram account, you have a Bible quote. So actually, it's not the quote. It's more like the directions to... What do you call that?
Chapter and verse?
The directions to the Bible. Give me the quote, the coordinates.
Yeah.
I just remember it went to something completely random.
Yeah. In my Instagram profile, I have 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 23.
Okay.
And so people might think, oh, he's religious, he's a good old Christian boy. Mm-hmm. But anyone who actually takes it one step further and looks
or
at
knows
the verse,
you.
It's yeah, or knows me, it's talking about in the Bible where children make fun of a bald man, and so this bald man curses the children and prays for God to like attack the children, and God sends down 2 bears, and the bears maul all these children.
Oh my God.
So I just love the fact people might think, aw, and then they look and they're like, oh.
He needs Jesus.
I just found that quote a little insane, that God would, you know, send bears to murder little boys because they made fun of a bald man. So it's like, wow. He's very vengeful.
Yeah, it's like, what is the metaphor there? Yeah, so I kind of wanted to do the same thing, but with the whole keeping in the theme of the 40, because for the 40th episode of BS with Bobby and Sarah. And it took me to Ezekiel 40:40, and that
okay,
is...
Okay, so that's chapter and then verse?
Yeah, chapter, verse, and then line? Or
the book is Ezekiel in chapter 40, and then... Each chapter is broken down into verses. So like the 40th sentence or verse of chapter 40 of Ezekiel. Look, what does that say?
I'm
You're
learning
a really
stuff.
Bad Mexican.
We weren't expected to read the Bible. We were just expected to not do anything wrong ever for no reason and all the reasons, and to be guilty over everything we did. That's about it. That's okay. All we needed to know.
Okay, then I guess you're a good Catholic Mexican in that sense. So what's Ezekiel telling us, 40-40?
It says, the context is 8 tables of sacrifices. So outside, as one goes up to the entrance of the north gateway, there were 2 tables. On one side, 2 more tables on the other side of the gate's portico.
And that's it.
Yep. So it's just tables for sacrifice. And it's terrifying.
So descriptive.
Yeah.
I'm glad we know like the placement and how many, because if I want to follow the Bible and sacrifice just like they did in the Bible.
I mean, location, right?
My boy Ezekiel is laying it out for me. You know what? Ezekiel 40 hands.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah. So that was just super random. And it just makes me kind of actually want to read the Bible and just see what other random, insane, sometimes poetic things like bears mauling children.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff in there.
Yeah.
But there's also probably a lot of super boring stuff, like Jonah begets this, begets that. There's like, you know, 3 pages just of familial relationships.
Yeah.
Like, boring.
Okie dokie. Oh, one more thing before the game. So 40 and being almost 40, well, I've got a couple years to go. Got me thinking, what should I have done by the time I'm 40? Or what are some good goals for by the time I get 40? I'm 40. And here are some that I found. And the first one just cracked me the fuck up. I mean, cracked me up.
What do you mean you found? Like, oh, it's not personal reflection. You found a list?
Yes. I was like, I wonder if the internet helps us out there. And I put in goals for 40-year-olds. There are, you know, so it says, here are 10 goals you should work on by the time you reach your 40s.
Let me guess. One of them's like having a good Roth IRA.
Oh,
saving
yeah.
for retirement.
Every single one of them have financial plans and retirement savings and all that stuff. But then there's like another article just under that that says goals for a 40-year-old woman. And can you guess what the first one is?
It's probably sexist and is like, have children, continue the human race.
No, but it's almost just as, I don't know, insulting.
Like, save your eggs?
No.
Freeze your eggs?
It says, get back in shape.
Okay, wow. First of all, the fact that they assume
I know.
You like let yourself go.
Oh my goodness.
Not like, oh, focus on your health or, you know, keep it up. Like, no, you fat piece of shit. Get back into shape.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it made my lungs hurt from laughing. So yeah. And then the second one, it just goes into something kind of normal. Take control of my finances, learn a new skill. Get an annuity, which in parentheses says plan for retirement. Meditate, be more mindful, travel, volunteer, make an impact. And then this other one also cracked me up. Says care for something like a puppy.
Or a plant.
Oh my goodness. But like the fact that it says care for something as if by 40 you don't give a shit about anything. I mean, a little bit accurate, but oh goodness. It was just so funny seeing it in print. And then what actually kind of did piss me off a little bit is that nowhere in that first page of Google searches is there a list for guys. Because this one's specific goals for a 40-year-old woman.
You know what? Male is the base for everything. I think people assume if you're saying something, it's about a male or like a white male. And so that's why if you're writing a story, you have to be like... A woman walks down the street.
So it's like the default.
Yeah, that's the word, default. So I think things always default to white and male. So if you say a person is walking down the street, you're, you know, most likely you're probably going to think about a guy. So all these lists a probably default guy, and that's why they had to create one like specifically for women, also because they know women might be searching for it.
Well, thank you so much for mansplaining that to me. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I definitely see like the point. I just thought it was really cute. Oh my goodness. Okay, so yeah, thank you, because I didn't think about it that way, because you're right, like in a book and when you're like reading directions or anything, I actually do immediately kind of just, well, not immediately, but like the default is to think of it as just like a white dude.
But now thinking back to that list, nothing you mentioned was female specific, was it?
No, not it was like really.
Guys can get back into shape. Guys can care for a puppy.
Yeah, they can.
So maybe it is for people like you who are specifically seeking out for women. Like, what should women do? Because I'm tired of the patriarchy telling me what to do. And then it's basically just, they cheated. It's just the same exact article. They just added woman.
Oh, one of them even says have fewer friends, but more meaningful relationships.
For the male version, it's like care for something like a Honda motorcycle.
Ooh, I do want a Honda motorcycle, though. The Rebel one, because that one's small and I can actually reach my feet to the ground.
I mean, I cannot picture you on a motorcycle at all.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. You just don't seem like a biker chick.
Oh, so I gotta get the haircut, huh?
What's the haircut of a biker chick?
I don't know. Shaved sides of the head?
I guess so. Yeah, I just definitely do not see you on a motorcycle, but you know what? If you go to our Instagram, I think I need to now Photoshop you on a motorcycle, like a Harley.
Please, 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 please.
Absolutely.
No, I do not like the Harleys because they are so loud. Whenever they drive by my car, it's like they do it on purpose and they rev it up and it's just like it, like shotguns right into my ear.
Yeah, that's like absolutely the point of having one of those.
Ugh.
They want the attention and they want to feel the vibration between their legs.
No, a Honda or the Goldwing, those are quieter and really comfy.
Like, so you want a like one of those racing crotch rockets as opposed to like
not the ones you have to like lean forward. It's more, it almost kind of looks more like a motorbike.
Oh, so you want like a Vespa.
That would
now
be great, though,
that's
yes.
Something I can picture you on. I could picture you on a little Vespa going down to the little green grocer.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes, I'd love a Vespa. I'd feel like I'd be like I was in Italy all day long with my baguettes.
Next product.
So bittersweet, huh? Is as I said in the beginning, I sold my house, which I feel so liberated and free, especially after canceling all the bills.
And you don't need to change that to your new address because you are living under a bridge. But don't worry, people. It's not like she's homeless. She wants to do that. She wants like the RV life. She's not going to be living in her car down by the river.
Exactly. Okay. It won't be down by the river.
Y'all don't need to worry about Sarah. She's okay.
I am A-okay, people. Thank you so much.
Or is she? Because she's one of those RV life people. Oh. To be continued. We will find out.
We will find out. Yes, we will. TBD. No, yeah. To be continued.
Regardless, you're free. You have no house.
Uh-huh. And that's why it's bittersweet because I loved that house. It was so cozy and pretty and I just loved the backyard. It was great. My parents put a lot of work into like the remodel of the basement.
But then people are going to wonder, why did you sell it if you loved it so much?
Because I didn't want to be like stuck anymore. It was this weird.
The shackles.
Yeah. So it was that. And I honestly never even really wanted to buy a house. It was just because, well, my parents, especially my mom, thought it was really stupid to rent. And since I was very influenced by their opinions, I was like, fine, I'll try it out. Plus, it was paying a mortgage was actually cheaper than paying an apartment at the time. So I was like, all right, fine, let's try it out. And I did. And I'm still glad that I did. So yeah, I was just always worried about not having enough for anything that might come up and maintaining the house, you know, as it should be and as it deserved, because it was a really great place.
Which is ironic, because if you were renting, you wouldn't have that stress and you wouldn't have to worry about that, because
exactly.
The landlord would fix that.
Exactly. So my mom sees renting as you're paying someone else's mortgage or making them richer, but I see it as paying them to not have to worry about any of that stuff, landscaping and maintenance and all that stuff. Plus, you get living in an apartment building would be a pro for me, because then I'd get to like meet my neighbors or something. And I know, like, you know, in a neighborhood, like in a house, you can kind of like get to know your neighbors too if you really want to. But where I was, they were all a lot older.
Well, it is bittersweet, but I'm glad you no longer have the stress of home ownership.
Me too. On to the next chapter.
And on that note, what's the game going to be about today?
The game is also a little bit surrounding the whole 40 theme, but a little bit more, a couple more bitter notes in terms of weather and temperature.
Okay, well, I have no idea what that means, so let's get started and find out together.
There's like never a good way for me to say it. All right. So we have 9 questions. And of the first one, you might be able to get this answer from what we discussed towards the beginning of the episode. So the 4 most valuable gemstones in the world, and like they're more sought after, can you name them? There's 4.
Diamonds, which is, you know, totally made up. Like, diamonds are not unique.
Oh, I know. I remember reading about that not too long ago.
In Namibia, like 100, 200 years ago, they were literally just sprawled out on the beach. And it's all because of the diamond companies that try to be, try to create like it's artificial.
Artificial scarcity. Ooh.
Like there's diamonds, industrial diamonds on equipment. So they're not that rare. Anyway, all right. But people still like diamonds. I'm going to say, you know what? I know in Minecraft, emeralds are rare. So I'm going to go with emerald.
Okay. 2.
And then we already spoke about ruby. People love ruby, so I'm going to say ruby.
Yes, so you've got those. You got 3.
Oh, it's sapphire.
Yes, exactly.
And I want a ring with each one of those. And you have, so then you got white, red, blue, and green. That's like perfect match. Perfect little rainbow.
And then question number 2 is tied with this one. Of those gemstones, what year anniversary gift correlates with each of these gems?
Diamond is like 75. Does anyone ever hit 70? I guess some people, they marry really young. They'll hit 75 years of marriage.
Oh my God, I can't imagine that.
Emerald is 60 and sapphire is, you know what? 53. I'm not going to go a nice round number. I'm going to go 53 is sapphire. So we've got ruby is 40. Sapphire is 53, emerald is 60, and diamond is 75. Because wasn't the queen's diamond jubilee like 75 years of her being the queen?
The diamond
jubilee. That's my only logic.
I don't think so. I think it must, because it's the sixth. You had the 60th year, but that correlates with the diamond.
Okay, so run through what they are.
So 40th is ruby, 45th is sapphire, 55th is emerald, and then the 60th is the diamond. Okay, so we talked about earlier in the episode about Edward 40 Hands. What movie does that derive from?
Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, cool. So can you name 4 other drinking games and describe what they are? And it's 10 points each, so that they add up to 40.
Okay. Flip Cup is when you have 2 teams and they go against each other. They have to drink a shot in their solo cup, and then they place it down on the table and then knock it so that it flips over and lands on the table.
Okay.
Upside down. Drinking beer pong, obviously.
Okay.
You throw a ball, get it in a cup, beer pong.
What kind of ball? Just like a soccer ball or
ping pong ball. That's why it's called beer pong. There's one that I really liked in college. It was called Mines.
Oh yeah, the one with the quarter?
Yes. Basically,
you actually taught me that one.
Yeah, you gotta, this is hard to describe. You gotta spin a quarter, take a shot, and then catch the quarter without it falling.
Okay.
Or without knocking it over. And if you do that, then it moves on to the next person. But if you can't do that, you have to start over again. Flick the coin, the quarter, so it keeps spinning, pick it up. But then when people get done with a beer, they can smash the coin down, which means obviously you gotta start again. But now that beer can stays there. And it acts as a mine, and on the table, if there's too many cans, the quarter's going to hit them and not fall down.
Oh, so it makes it more challenging because you have to drink it faster and like...
The more you drink, the worse you get at spinning and hand-eye coordination to pick up the quarter.
Yeah.
So that's another game.
Wow.
One more drinking game. I'm going to say first person to blackout wins. That was always my favorite game.
That's a game?
Of course not. I just can't think of another one.
How about the one that we talked about?
Well, is that really a game, though? Is it a race? Edward 40 hands?
Oh, I see. I see they could be different categories. I think I would still put it under games. Oh,
okay.
Because it's a game. It's like it's got a rule and a goal.
All right. Then that's number four.
I helped you out there. All right. So what year did the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin come out?
No multiple choice. I just kind of
come. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, there is. God, every time.
Because I would say 2007 if you didn't give me any options. Okay. Because I have absolutely no idea.
I'm giving you options. Your options are 2006, 2005, 2003, or 2000.
Why did you put them in reverse order?
I don't know. Just my brain works in very unique ways.
Okay, 2000, 2003, 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 2006 because that was closest to my original guess.
Oh, dang it, 2005. So not that one. 2005 is when it came out. But oh well. All right. Oh my gosh, I just tried to swipe up on my paper for the next question. Yowza.
I've done that before where like I see something out the window and for a quick second I was like, just rewind 10 seconds because I missed it. Because I'm so used to YouTube where you could just hit like J or L to skip backwards or forwards.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, in real life, I'm like, oh, did that person trip? What happened?
¿Qué pasó? All right. So the next question is also kind of movie related. Can you name four movies with the number 40 in the title?
No.
Well, that was easy.
I mean, literally the only one I could think of is 40-Year-Old Virgin because we talked about immediately. Another one that comes to mind is like 310 to Yuma, which obviously doesn't have 40 in it, but that's the only other number I could think of. Is there a submarine movie called UB40?
that's a musical. That's a band.
Oh, what I'm thinking of is U571.
What's that about?
That's the submarine movie.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking, so UB40 is a band, so I'm getting further from the actual answers of the movie. No, I have no idea for any of the other ones.
Okay, so there's at least five that are from 2000 and like now.
That you know I know of? They're not like some, you know, little French
exactly,
cinema.
Yeah, that you have at least heard of, if not seen.
Well, give me some hints then. I need some hints.
So there's one with days and...
40 days, 40 nights.
Yep, okay. Then there's one that was a little bit more recent in 2012 with Paul Rudd and... what's her name? She's in like a bunch of their movies.
All right, that's 50 first dates, not 40 first dates. Plus, Paul Rudd wasn't in that. You know what? I'm not as studied on Paul Rudd's filmography as most people, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Just going off his name and the year.
All right. Well, just for those who are listening who might be curious, that one is This Is 40.
And then the last few, just give them to me.
And then there's a movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which actually looks pretty cool. It's about a down-on-her-luck playwright who is desperate to break through before she turns 40, reinventing herself as a rapper.
Okay, no one's ever heard of that.
I didn't see it, but it looks kind of cool. I know, neither did I. At first I was like, did they do a porn out of that one? But it's not. And then there's another movie just called 40 that came out in 2009. And it's like, a bag full of money lands in front of you. Is it luck? The answer to your prayers? So I think it takes place in Istanbul.
If anyone listening has ever heard of that movie or the 40-year-old version, please let us know because I don't think anyone actually has.
I'm just surprised that those were all like in the 2000s. You know,
I'm
like
just
beyond
surprised
2000.
You expected me to get. There's only five in existence and I had to get four of them.
Well, there's more movies. There's more movies. I thought maybe you'd know like Adventures of Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves and North Dallas 40. I mean, I've heard of those a lot.
Nope.
All right. Plus, I also love it when you don't know things.
In my mind, I was stuck on 40 as the first word.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Next question. Number six. There is a canyon called 40-Foot Hole. What state is this located in? Montana, North Carolina, California, or Oklahoma?
You know, immediately for some reason, I just thought California, and I don't know why.
Well, I mean, they do have mountains.
And they got holes. They got craters.
Whoa, what a hole.
Oklahoma, 40. You know, I appreciate how in Oklahoma or Virginia, mm-hmm. they could have just been very literal. Early settlers. Well, that's a 40-foot hole. So I am going to go with it being in rural Virginia.
But that wasn't one of the options. It's Montana, North Carolina, California, or Oklahoma.
Okay, then I go for fucking rural North Carolina. Okay. I don't know why I thought of Virginia.
I think we mentioned it earlier. It's in Oklahoma, Bobby.
Oh.
I know. And you know what's really sad, though? I was picturing Oklahoma up by, like, Montana and the Dakotas. And then when I went and looked for it, I was like, what? It's above Texas? What the heck is going on here?
Oh, my God. You failed.
Yeah.
Fourth grade geography,
I felt
then.
Really, really stupid. I'm not going to lie.
And it literally is just a 40-foot hole?
It's formed by West Cache Creek in the Wichita Mountains. The creek flows for about half a mile, and then it enters into another canyon known as the Narrows. But I looked at pictures, and it looks really pretty, actually.
I'm guessing that canyon is also very narrow, so they just love literal things out there.
Yeah, you were on point with that stuff. It probably was named by early settlers. Question number 7. In 2008, this town legally trademarked itself as Icebox of the Nation. Their winter temps are as low as negative 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and this city hosts Icebox Day's Winter Festival, with activities such as smush racing and toilet seat tossing. So name this town. Is it Fairbanks, Alaska, Huron, North Dakota, International Falls, Minnesota, or Fraser, Colorado?
Immediately, I thought of Alaska.
Okay.
But then when you mentioned International Falls, Minnesota, I do remember as a kid looking on those maps of the nation and they showed the colors corresponding with the like randomly, International Falls was always a bright purple when everything else was just a surrounding blue.
Oh.
So I know that it gets super cold up there. Mm-hmm. Negative 55, though, that's not going to be happening in Minnesota. I think that has to be... There's winds whipping in North Dakota that could happen.
I'm loving your trains of thoughts here.
And then I don't know where Fraser, Colorado is, but if it's up in the mountains, that could get chilly too. But then Alaska is like so obvious it would be cold there.
Mm-hmm.
But that toilet toss does make me think of Alaska for some reason. They're the rednecks of the tundra up in Alaska.
Do you really think they've got spare toilet seats to be tossing around?
I'm just gonna go with Alaska.
I really wish you would have stuck with that earlier train of thought, because it is International Falls, Minnesota. It gets that bloody cold up there.
Wow.
It's a bit of a trick question, because Fraser, Colorado also held that title for about 20 years when International Falls, Minnesota forgot to renew their title. So they battled.
Oh my God, how lame.
Yeah, they battled for a while. And eventually in 2008, International Falls, Minnesota got their title back, and they've held it ever since.
So it was only because of, like, paperwork mm-hmm. that it lapsed.
Exactly. Can you imagine
and
that?
And Fraser was just going to pounce on it. That's so dumb.
So dumb. You are dumb. Okay, so question number 8. Speaking of frigid things and bitter cold, can you name 4 winter activities that they might have at this Icebox Days Winter Festival?
I mean, that's so vague. Anything? So they've got skiing.
I mean, it's winter. You really can't go, like, you know, a swimming competition. Although...
Okay, so they have luge. They have ice skating. They have ice hockey.
Ice skating, and, ice hockey, yep.
Okay, so not luge. Snowman building.
Nope. At least not at this festival for 2022.
I was going to say, how can you tell me no?
Because
you know
I've looked at their
snow?
Itinerary. For the festival, if anyone's interested, it actually looks like a lot of fun, and it's being held in January from the 13th through the 16th in 2022.
Okay, how fun can it be if there's no snowman building or lugeing?
Okay, are you ready for me to give you some answers?
Then I give up.
All right, so they have nightlight snowshoe hike.
Oh, that was going to be my next guess.
Sure. And then they have this thing, crazy thing called turkey bowling, where they, at first I thought like they knocked down turkeys, frozen turkeys, but no, they use a frozen turkey as the ball and they toss that to knock the pins down.
You should have had me guess which event was fake, because I absolutely would have guessed that.
See, I wish I could think of things like that, Bobby, but they literally do not come into my brain like that. It's so...
I mean, you somehow expected me to guess turkey bowling.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not Amy Poehler. I'm not creative enough to come up with that stuff on the fly. I'm not an improv god. Now that I know that that exists, I think I'm going to be booking my flight to International Falls come January.
Yeah, they have toilet seat toss games.
Is it BYOT, bring your own turkey?
That is really funny. That would be a really good question. For the festival, I don't know. I guess they would provide the turkey. And then I wonder if you get to eat them later. But yeah, they've got really great games. They've got... They have an open ice golf tournament. They have a long drive competition or longest drive competition, which at first I thought meant like driving in a car, since I don't really play golf.
Of course you did. Yeah. Like, who drove the furthest?
Exactly.
Like, I drove all the way from Panama. I win longest drive.
That's literally what I thought. Like, that'd be easy to win. And then they have something called Bargo, which I think is like bingo.
Bingo, but Fargo related. It's got Fargo quotes.
Oh, oh my God, maybe.
But we can find out come January 13th, 2022.
Yeah.
See you there. Because
yep.
Sarah is being paid by the tourism board.
I guess
of
so.
This event.
I think I'm just really excited to maybe go to this thing because it sounds like cold fun. Like if you're going to be in frigid cold weather, this would be the way to do it for those few days. They have smush racing and chili cook-offs. Last question kind of takes it back to the movies and rubies. What cult classic movie has the character Ruby Rod? The Big Lebowski, The Fifth Element, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, or The Blues Brothers, or Pulp Fiction?
I like how the last one sounded very much like you just added it at the end. Or The Blues Brothers or Pulp Fiction.
It's because I wrote it to the side because I ran out of room. I almost forgot to read it.
Out of this list, I've only seen Lebowski and Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Which is sacrilegious to have worked in the film industry in Chicago and not have seen Blues Brothers.
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen it either. Would you like a hint?
Yeah, sure.
I've only seen two movies from this list.
That's not a hint.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe if you knew me and the kind of movies I enjoy.
Fifth Element?
Yes! You weren't going to pick that one, were you?
No, I was going to pick Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas for absolutely no idea because rubies are expensive and Las Vegas is gambling.
Ah, Vegas. See, that would have been good brain thinking.
Is Big Ruby the orange-haired chick?
Oh, no. Ruby Rod is the like the contest radio host. Super dynamic, like such a great character, kind of steals the show.
Okay, I have seen clips, so I know Bruce Willis is in it, and I know the orange-haired girl, and then there's that alien that sings at the opera.
Yes, oh.
Literally all I know. So I did cool. not know there was anyone to deal with radio.
They don't have like a huge, huge part in it, but they definitely have some scenes that steal the show. Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it. It's a very fun movie.
Well, today BS stands for bad showing because I did not do so hot in that game. But thank you for it, Sarah.
You're welcome. I hope everyone else learned some stuff, had some fun, got some questions right. Hope you're not feeling bitter about losing if you did.
And if you scored better than me, sweet.
Excellent.
There we go. Once again, if you want to see a Photoshop of Sarah on her Harley, and I'm going to put her in the icebox of the nation.
With earplugs, please.
Go on over to our Instagram at BS with BS podcast. That's all we really want to plug. We also have a SpeakPipe if you want to leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
We're also on Twitter, BS with BS podcast. And if you're wanting more BS with Bobby and Sarah, go ahead and listen to any of our other episodes. Sarah, throw out a number between 1 and 39.
All right. Let's go with halfway back. 20.
Episode 20. Mm-hmm. Okay. Weirdest sports on earth.
Sweet. They probably have smooshing on there.
But we do have crazy ones. One includes like a carcass of a goat. There's some weird like golf thing with a 10-foot rod. Also in that episode, you're going to learn how insane Mexican TV is. And I was shocked to learn that Sarah had never eaten a Big Mac. Does that still hold true?
That still holds true. It's just that every time that I do have a McDonald's craving and I get McDonald's, I go for what I'm usually craving, which is either the chicken nuggets or just the regular cheeseburger.
And if you want to hear more about that, listen to episode 20, Weirdest Sports on Earth.
Thank you for listening and playing along and learning with us.
Well, on that note, my name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And this has been Some BS.